In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So I was working at the credit union drive-up last week. Beautiful morning, sun was shining, birds were chirping, way from the car to the building, the air just smelled good and green. All the caffeine addicts had had time to get their coffee. My coworker waits on someone. When she's done, the person, instead of saying thanks, wrinkles her nose, I can still see it, and asks, and please forgive me, what took so long? Now, on my honor, the person was there less than 90 seconds. Of course, I am very protective of my tellers, and so I immediately get kind of riled up. And there I was, someone says something that lasts 3 seconds, and I'm getting just as agitated as they are. And I realized that how quickly these kind of things like impatience can spread. You know, since Pentecost, we've been following the fruits of the Spirit that Paul lists in Galatians. We did joy, we did peace, and next on his list is patience, sometimes translated forbearance, the ability to bear with circumstances. And I think patience is something that does not always come easily to very many people. We want our transactions done now. We want our kids to stop fighting now. We want peace in the world or in our families or in our churches or amongst our friends now. We want the pain to be gone now. And of course, there's different kinds of patience. My credit union story, we're talking about the 90-second kind of patience. We hear in the Gospel of John about a paralyzed man waiting by a pool for healing 38 years. That's a different level of patience. Or Israel, enslaved in Egypt for 400 years, waiting for deliverance. That's an entirely different kind of patience. Now, we can certainly work at becoming more patient and try to bring up that inner struggle. But I think patience at its core is of the Holy Spirit. And it would be more fruitful, or maybe even more accurate, to say, instead of working at it, to say we need to become open to it. The patience is the gift of God. I think it's our struggle against it. We need to stop fighting it off. We need to stop chasing patience away by our internal desires and our internal demands when that fruit is going to finally bloom in us. We let the Spirit of God fill us with patience, fill us with that forbearance that is natural to God's own energy. You know, in our epistle to the Romans today, we hear that this forbearance, this patience, is produced by tribulations, produced by suffering. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like tribulation. I don't like suffering. I don't like the little, tiny little sufferings that we would just call irritants, and I don't like the big sufferings. And whether huge or tiny, most of us don't like any kind of tribulation at all. But part of letting the Spirit of God enter our souls is to start seeing tribulations, great or small, in a different light. Whether it's 90 seconds of irritation or 38 years of genuine and real suffering, these are opportunities to live in, to be open to bask in the Spirit of God Himself, to see that the patience that comes from God changes our character, to see that the patience of God changes our character in such a positive way that we can be filled with unending and unbreakable hope. Or to put it another way, you can't have unbreakable hope without strong character, and you can't have strong character without patience. And while suffering and tribulation, whether great or tiny, has the potential to produce patience, there's the other half of patience, which is simply the waiting, whether you're suffering or not, just the waiting for what we want. New England preacher by the name of Philip Brooks, back in colonial days, was in his empty church, pacing back and forth feverishly. The church member came in and saw him and saw that he was all agitated and asked what was wrong. And Reverend Brooks said, "The problem is, I'm in a hurry and God isn't." The spirit of patience is realizing that just because what we desire is good doesn't mean we're going to get it right away. In fact, it doesn't mean we're going to get it ever. Many of the apostles and the missionaries planted seeds of the gospel and never saw the fruits of it, at least not in their lifetimes. I might be in a hurry, but God certainly isn't, because God's view is much greater than mine. And I think at its core, impatience is a failure to live in the now. Impatience is grasping at an imaginary future, an imaginary future where the pain and irritation ends, where traffic is moving, where my wants are met. The problem is that future is fantasy. You know, so long as we're grasping at a fantasy future, we're not in the spirit of patience. Patience is living in the today. Patience is living in the now. Patience is living in the now in spite of pain and in spite of unmet desires. And therefore, to see that this moment is an unrepeatable gift of God. And that, I think, is the real fruit of the Spirit. Amen.